This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are bradenton back the Bucks, speaking of Bradenton, Florida, and this morning broadcasting from the Beach Club at the Marriott Resort and Spa, beautiful new hotel resort attached to the convention center here. And it's a great way to wrap up spring training this weekend as we get ready for the new Pirate season. Joining us, there's a special event today we want you to know about. Lori McDonald is the president and CEO for Victims, and today is a special day because they'd like to share that they're partnering with the state and to help provide victims compensation. And joining us, Lori, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So give us an idea for people who wonder, victims compensation. How does that work?
Well, victims compensation is a fund that is set up by deposits that are made by defendants, people who are convicted, and their fees and things like that, pay restitution and fees, that sort of thing. So that all goes into a fund that is then distributed to the victims compensation pot, which is the VCAP, Victims Compensation Assistance Program. And at Center for Victims, we help victims fill out the necessary paperwork. And, you know, when you find yourself a victim of crime, you're not exactly thinking about what other things that you need to do and what the costs that you have that are affected by, that someone who has become a crime victim is affected by, is going to be exorbitant. It's a payer of last resort. So after your health insurance, the funeral costs, all those things can be, we can support that once everything else has been accepted.
So you reached out to Governor Josh Shapiro and our Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis to help really, and stabilize the funding for the program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the issue with these types of funds. There's one at the federal level called VOCA, and then in Pennsylvania, it's the Victims VCAP. So these funds are paid with restitution, but if it's not, there isn't enough that's collected, then there's not enough to go around for everybody. And unfortunately, it's a significant amount of money that the state puts out every year for victims' compensation. And so Governor Shapiro and Lieutenant Governor Davis, Lieutenant Governor Davis is here today to tell us to build support for an increase in that fund so we can ensure that everybody who finds themselves a victim of crime can access these funds. And so we applaud his interest in keeping that fund solvent because it's important for many, many people.
And give us an example of how this would work for an individual and how would they reach out to get more information from you about the Center for Victims.
Well, Center for Victims, we have a hotline that you can call. You can go to our website, and we're right here on Carson Street. And so what we do is we act as a conduit with Harrisburg. We do so many victim service claims that we have a dedicated specialist in Harrisburg to do our claims for us. And we do more than anybody else in the state. So we're very seasoned at doing this kind of work. And so we help the victim fill out the forms. We help them get the necessary, receipts and things together so that they can make application to the state. And the state then reviews the claim and the state pays the claim. And we just facilitate that process. You can also do it on your own. You can go to VCAP or Victims Assistance Program on Google, and you'll find the information.
All right, Lori, appreciate the work you do. Thank you, and good luck today.
Hey, thank you very much, Larry. And remember, anybody call our hotline, 866-391-1. Oh, that's your number. Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. They can call us, too.
Let's go to centerforvictims.com. I mean, we're .org. We're here to help, and we're very, very good at this, and we want to make sure that you get what you deserve, or you so richly deserve after you become a crime victim. So thank you, Larry.
President, you got it. The president and CEO of the Center for Victims, Lori McDonald, on the Big K Morning Show. Really appreciate Austin Davis, by the way, our lieutenant governor, who is from our area, and he's a rising star in his world with the governor. So appreciate them and what they do. It's not something that a lot of people want to talk about necessarily, but if you're somebody who has experienced and been a victim, that's really important information. And when we come back, we're going to be Trending with T, a new series we started with our own Tamira Rush this week on the Big K Morning Show. Next. In the studio, so let me explain. I'm in Florida staring at the sunshine and palm trees at the Marriott Resort and Spa. And
Larry?
Yes, there you are.
I am here.
Good morning, sunshine.
Hi. Is there sunshine where you are? Because it's definitely shining here. That's for sure.
Yeah, we have it too. So this Paul Skeens was a one of one,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, the one of one card, $1 million. An 11-year-old found this card. Can you imagine being 11 years old, finding a card, and deciding that you were going to sell it?
This reminded me of that movie, you know, Willy Wonka, when everyone was trying to get the golden tickets.
Yes.
Only this case, there was only one, and people had spent thousands of dollars buying these boxes of baseball cards to get this one of one. And to your point, an 11-year-old in California was the winner. And I understand some of the money's going to go help the fire victims there in California.
That is correct. That is exactly correct, which is a great thing, right? But to have an 11-year-old be in position to have something like this and to decide that he would much rather spend some time with Skeens, which is great. That is an actual hometown story. So let's transition to Tiger Woods. How about that?
What is Tiger? No, so Tiger Woods is dating a Trump.
He is dating a Trump. The story behind this has me laughing because Tiger apparently, it was kind of something that was just like between the two of them, and not very many people knew that he was dating Vanessa. So he felt the need that he was going to call his wife to inform her, to let her know that the rumor's out, everyone knows, and he felt like he had to tell his wife that he was dating Vanessa, and Vanessa is the ex-wife of Donald Jr. So there's so much buzz about this, and this is why Tiger was at the White House, and he was dating Vanessa. So, I mean, now Tiger is a Trump. He went from a Tiger
to a Trump. Well, let's be honest. The president loves golf, so I'm sure he knew Tiger for many years. Maybe he's just trying to get some additional tips.
But you would think that would be some kind of, like, animosity, right? I mean, it is his son. Don Jr. is his son, and now he's dating Vanessa, which is the ex-wife of his son. I mean, you would think on the golf course there would be some talk, I'm sure, some insight. But
well,
anyway,
I think when you get on the golf course, T, you have to let all the other stuff go and just focus on the game.
Okay. Right. And last but not least, the Super Bowl featured one person who some people felt like they didn't know, but here he is.
They not like us. They not like us.
And that's Kendrick Lamar. And word is he will be performing at the Olympics. How about that?
Yeah, when are the Olympics? This summer or no? Which Olympics?
2028. And it's going to be in California in 2028, Larry.
Why would they announce that 2028? I'm just having a hard time getting through the weekend worried about what's going on in 2028.
But he's the hot topic out. He's the hottest person out. And everyone, I mean, depending on if you like, I'm a fan of Kendrick Lamar. So, I mean, you got to keep it going. He was at the, people say enough was enough. He was at the Super Bowl. They had enough of him then. But hey, he's up and running for performing in the Olympics. So we got to wait and see. We're trending
with tea to Myra Rush.
You decide.
You have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. And by the way, we are broadcasting here at the Marriott Resort and Spa. We have the general partner, Tony DeRusso, who is, what does that mean, general partner? I mean, you're the guy that helped put this deal together. How many years ago?
I first came out here to see if we were going to build a hotel. It was 10 years ago.
10 years in the making.
10 years, yep. And a lot of time on feasibility and due diligence. And we broke ground on the fourth largest underground stormwater management system in the state of Florida in October of 2019. And I can tell you what happened in March of 2020. A little thing called the coronavirus. So that put us on a 18-month delay while we had to we lost our construction loan, had to get a new construction loan, and then reattack it. And we rebroke ground again in January of 22, and we've been only looking back since. So,
and Elliot Felcioni, who's our Pittsburgh connection, you've been here, what, 32 years, Elliot?
Started my 32nd year October 18th.
And you worked for the Pirates. And my joke is, Elliot came down for spring training and never left, Tony.
I think a lot of people are doing that.
What was neat, you know, working for the Pirates, still have a partnership with the Pirates. Blessed to be part of some of the negotiations to extend the Pirates contract here in Bradenton. As you know, Larry, we have a really strong relationship with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And now our good friend Kevin Colbert with the Steelers. So it's been really, really special. You know, everything comes back to Pittsburgh. Lee Hancock, who pitched for the Pirates in the early 90s, is the principal owner of this hotel. And he trained in Bradenton in 1990. He said, Elliot, why didn't the amenities look like this
when I was training? And
yeah.
Steve Blass.
So salt of the earth, just one of a kind guy. We're glad he's a business owner in our community.
You know who's a big fan of the Pirates is former Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert.
Yeah, I heard he's in town too.
He's here. We're going to talk to him coming up right after the news with Paul Rasmussen next on the Big K Morning Show. The two is Marty Griffin. We'll catch up with Marty in the next hour, see what he's working on today. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show, broadcasting from the beautiful new Marriott Resort and Spa here in Florida, right next to the convention center in Palmetto, across the Manatee River from downtown Bradenton. And I'm with Executive Director of Convention and Visitors Bureau. They call him the Tourism Director, Elliot Felcioni. And Elliot, you know, as a Pittsburgher, that Pittsburghers, we just love sports. So it's no surprise that former Steelers general manager, two-time Super Bowl champ Kevin Colbert, has always supported the other sports, but I'll bet you didn't know Robert Morris University, Kevin recruited basketball players, and Kevin joins us from Holmes Beach, where he's staying with his lovely wife Janice in a signature Marriott little boutique hotel.
Marriott Autograph Collection, absolutely.
Autograph Collection. Kevin Colbert, good morning.
What's up, guys? How are we doing today?
We're doing great, man. This is, as you know, you've been here most of the week. You went to see the Pirates at Lecom Park already. But I remember, Kevin, when you would come down with Coach Tomlin, it was kind of a once-a-year thing and meet up with the team and the managers, right?
Yeah, it was always, you know, part of the pro day circuit, which, you know, Coach and Omar are out on that circuit right now. We'd always try to conveniently map a little break into the Bradenton area and spend a day back then with Clint, you know, Clint Hurdle when he was the manager and Neil Huntington when he was the GM, and just share a day and talk through some different strategies and different ways of, you know, doing business in the professional sports world. We learned from each other, and that's where we developed a great relationship with Clint that, you know, we still hold to this day, and, you know, we're anxious to go to the event he holds for his daughter, Maddie, on Saturday night.
Yeah, and Clint Hurdle is now also a homeowner, has been for a while. He kind of fell in love with the place when he was managing the Bucks and has a home on Anna Maria Island, which is, for those that don't know, when you come to Bradenton and Lecom Park, you go out onto the island. There's Holmes Beach there, and as you go south, you also have Longboat Key. So you're at Holmes Beach, and unlike when you were you know, deep in the throes of being a general manager, you're just relaxing this week. So how are you liking the beach life?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's a very active area. There's a ton going on. And, again, you're on the beach, but there's so much more to this area. I took a walk yesterday. We took a walk the day before just to, you know, kind of explore it hands-on. And there's just little restaurants and stores and just areas where you can get away right to the, you know, right to the water if you want to as well. So Bradenton is great, but having a little escape out this way is also very nice.
We're with Kevin Colbert, who is here in part to support Clint Hurdle's charity for Prader-Willi's disease, which we're going to talk to Clint in the next hour. He also has a book out called Hurdleisms, which is really catching on. That said, many people might not know, Kevin, you're a North Catholic grad, but you're a graduate of RMU. I'm guessing I know what you're doing at 1240 today.
We can't wait, man. It is, it's exciting, you know. And listen, Coach Toole has done a great job of outlining the big challenge that Alabama presents to Robert Morris. But boy, you know, you live for those moments where, you know, Andy and his team and his coaches, they won the Horizon League, and the reward for doing that is that automatic bid to the NCAA. And you know, hey, we get in there, we're probably going to be a lower seed, we're probably going to have to face a higher seed, and so be it. Oakland University did that last year when they took on and beat Kentucky and Pittsburgh. And I know Coach Toole will have his group up and ready, and you know, they'll take on that challenge, and they'll fight, and there's no question about that. And hopefully we can come out on top, and as you stated, I'll be glued watching every second of that game.
And that said, also I mentioned at the top, and Ellie, you'll appreciate, Kevin was a recruiter, but not for football first. Basketball, right, Kev?
Yeah, that was back in the days when, you know, Matt Ferjanik was our head coach at Robert Morris. And, you know, Matt asked me to be his graduate assistant. I said, Matt, I can't coach. I got cut in high school. I wasn't very good. And he said, don't worry, you're not going to coach. All you're going to do is recruit. And, you know, long story short, that's actually how I met my wife, Janice, recruiting our point guard, Forrest Grant, out of Beaver Falls. You know, and Forrest was part of the first team that went to the NCAA along with other great players like Chipper Harris and Tommy Parks and Skip Koskoski. I mean, we had some good players, and we put together a nice little team. I had left and gotten into football when they played that first round. It was against Coach Knight and the Indiana Hoosiers, and we came out on the wrong side. But again, it was a huge moment for Robert Morris. So hopefully we can replicate that today.
And Kevin, the March Madness is so much fun, but I know you probably appreciate how the entire region is pulling for RMU right now, regardless of where they went to school.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we went through it last year, you know, when Duquesne had their great season, and, you know, they got into the NCAA, and it's just great, you know. It's great for the mid-majors to have that opportunity. Coach Toole touched on that today in an article in the Post-Gazette. It's important. It's important for those schools. And it's also important for college basketball in general, because it does create an atmosphere of, you know, kind of the David versus the Goliath syndrome. And when the smaller schools are able to pull off a victory, it's just great. It's great TV, it's great for each university, and it's a challenge both ways. It really is. And again, I know the Robert Morris community, Dr. Patrick, our president, and Chris King, our AD, and all of our student athletes in the student group, even though they're on spring break, I know everybody's going to be watching this game from wherever they are.
Yeah, we're all Robert Morris fans today. That said, many people wonder, you obviously retired from a very successful career with the Steelers, 2 Super Bowl championships. You've been at the highest level. But you haven't retired. You're still working. Explain what your new role is.
Well, just doing a little bit of consulting myself and Oliver Luck, you know, the former AD at West Virginia who played for the Houston Oilers back in the day, Andrew Luck's father. With this new salary cap world that the colleges are facing when it's officially signed into law, which we think it will be next in the beginning of next month, they're facing a lot of new challenges with revenue sharing that's going to be available, a salary cap for college athletics, and, of course, the NIL world. And, you know, we're just offering a viewpoint from people who have been on this side of the equation dealing with the salary cap. So right now we're working with Colorado State, and we're working also with Vanderbilt University, and, you know, just trying to help these schools navigate these new waters, because it's new for everybody. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people get upset about the college athletes making money, and, you know, I don't get upset with it at all. I do know that we have to do more to control and
right.
make it more sustainable for long term, and that's what Oliver and I are trying to work with.
Just a couple of other questions for you, Kev. How exciting is it that the Steelers and the city and region in Pittsburgh will be hosting the NFL draft next year?
Man, you know, not a lot of talk about it yet, because obviously everybody's focused on the 2025 draft and, you know, up in Green Bay, and, you know, how each team, was particularly the Steelers, will come out of that. But, you know, I was up in Detroit for the beginning of the draft last year, and just to understand the magnitude of how huge that event is and what it will be for our city and our region, it's really, it's great. I mean, you're going to have hundreds of thousands of people coming to our area that wouldn't be there on that given weekend. And the national exposure that the city of Pittsburgh will get, it's amazing. And it's really going to be, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of great national exposure for our great town. And again, let's get through 2025. But then once that 2025 is over, each and every day you're going to read about and talk about and hear about that 2026 draft being held in Pittsburgh. And I know, you know, that Art and his group will be working to make sure that, you know, Pittsburgh is a great host, and it will be a lot of fun. I know that.
And Elliot, as a tourism director, this is a dream for the region in Pittsburgh for that draft, right?
Oh, the economic impact is going to be unbelievable for the city of Pittsburgh, the urban core. Maybe 800 to a million people will probably descend in the downtown area.
It's the largest event, public event, in Pittsburgh's history. And the return on investment from the Steelers, from the city, from the county, from the surrounding region is exponential. All right, Kev, before you go, you know it's coming. I have to ask you, you follow this quarterback stuff with the Steelers. What's going on?
I wish I knew. Like, fortunately, I'm a spectator when it comes to this time of the year. And, of course, I know I'll talk to Omar and I'll talk to Coach here and there, but they're out doing their thing, and they're trying to find the, you know, let's nail down this college group, as well as be in touch with, you know, obviously some of the potential veterans that are still out there. That being said, I was really happy for Mason Rudolph to come back.
Great
to
guy.
Pittsburgh. He's excited. He's really happy to be back. And, you know, Mason's done some good things for us, and I'm sure he can do some good things in the future. And hey, if they end up with another vet, that won't hurt things. But I also know that they're gonna, as they are right now, you read about them being out on the road doing the pro day circuit, which is, you know, that's what you do this time of year, because you got to be prepared on both the veteran front and the, you know, the draft front as you go into, you know, the most important position, I think, in professional football is that quarterback position. You know, we were spoiled for a lot of years. We had a Hall of Fame quarterback. And, you know, unfortunately, those guys like Ben, they can't play forever. but it makes you appreciate what you had, and you hope that, you know, the next person, whoever it is, that they do just as good a job, and you know, we can advance and win Super Bowls, because that's what it's always all about.
And thanks to you, we have two more Super Bowls to add to those first four. Kevin Colbert, enjoy the game today. Go Colonials, and we'll see you at LeCon tomorrow and at the Clint Hurdle event tomorrow night. Appreciate the time this morning, partner. Thank you.
All right, Larry. Elliot, you take care. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, Kevin. Suntan lotion at the beach today.
Yeah, SPF 50 for you,
all
Kevin.
All good.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, number one, the Colonials' time to shine today against Alabama in the NCAA tourney. RMU head coach Andy Toole.
They're going to go out to compete. They're going to go out and they're going to want to play the game the way we've been playing it. They're going to want to play well, and they're going to go out and they're going to go out swinging.
And we just talked to alum Kevin Colbert. Many may not have known Paul. He recruited basketball first before football, and actually because of that, met his wife. I know what he'll be doing at 12:40 today.
Number two, airports worldwide, including Pittsburgh International, are affected by an airport closing in London.
Airlines have canceled around 500 flights to and from the U.S. Officials are now looking into the cause of the fire, and they hope they can get flights back off the ground as early as tomorrow.
And it's London's Heathrow Airport that's closed.
And that is the busiest European airport and fifth in the world behind only number one is Atlanta's Hartsfield. This is having a ripple effect, as you can imagine, on air travel. So make sure if you're going anywhere, even domestically, check with your carrier.
Yeah, can you imagine, Larry, what would it be like in the United States if it was Atlanta or maybe DFW that was shut down for a whole day?
No.
And number
maybe Zillionople Airport, that would be different.
Number three, a one-of-a-kind Paul Skeens rookie card sold overnight for big bucks. More than $1 million, in fact.
Full disclosure, it wasn't me. But it's nice to know this young man in California that has the card. Portion of these proceeds are going to help the firefighters after the devastation around Los Angeles. And that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show.